The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And then to say a few words about the practice. One of the things we're doing is monitoring ourselves as we're being mindful, so we can see the different how our mind works, how our responses and what we're applying ourselves to do at different times. And in different situations, different things are appropriate. And sometimes it's good to kind of monitor a few things at once. So for example, classically in meditation, there's often an association with being focused or being present for your experience. You know, nominally you can talk about being concentrated or being present in a strong way. And you might stay with your breathing, you might stay with your direct experience, what's happening here. But then inevitably something will happen that will, people say, distract you from that or make it difficult to stay on focus. And then one of the things to monitor is how interruptible are you? Or how are you when you're interrupted? Are you, do you get frustrated because you're trying to stay with the breathing, trying to stay present, trying to do the one activity you're doing at the time, and you don't want anything else to interfere? Or something interferes and you go running off into that, get lost in that? Many years ago I heard someone define enlightenment, maybe kind of rhetorically rather than literally, was to be interruptible. Meaning that if you're interrupted in what you're doing, that you're at ease with that. So part of this monitoring of ourselves in the moment is how are you when you're not can't continue doing what you set yourself to do because something else has interfered? Do you get stressed? Do you get contracted? Do you resist it? What are the inner kind of... So we're monitoring ourselves to notice what our reaction is, what our response is. So on one hand, we try to be focused, be present for something. On the other hand, we try to be relaxed about being interrupted in that focus. And then if we're relaxed, then we try to come back. Then we might want to come back to what we're doing, or we might want to stay focused on what has gotten our attention in meditation. So you might be sitting here, and you think that you're feeling quite good, quite settled, quite calm, and things are going really well. Maybe you're riding your breathing in a nice way, and then your knees begin to hurt. And they hurt strong enough that they've interrupted this wonderful, nice, relaxed space you're in. And so you've been interrupted in your nice thing, what you think you're doing. So then you notice that interruption, notice that your attention gets pulled away, distracted by the pain, some people might say. And then are you interruptible? Is that okay with you? Can you be fluid and relaxed? Can you kind of surf with that? Can you be fluid with that? And so, rather than resisted or upset or discouraged, just, this is what's happening. I'm interruptible. Okay, this is happening. And then, with whatever wisdom you have, either come back, and what you've acknowledged didn't come back, and continue with your breathing, or perhaps it's your knees that need your attention. And so you focus on that. So there's this fluidity. There is this kind of monitoring. There is this kind of working of wisdom that supports us in staying relaxed, supports us in kind of staying present, and learning how to be at ease or free in the present moment with what's going on. And I say that because sometimes in meditation, people lose their freedom in meditation because they're so attached to getting focused, so attached to their particular idea of what's supposed to be happening in the moment. It's important to be with that. It's also important to be interruptible and to kind of be fluid with that. But being interruptible doesn't mean you gallop off into your thoughts and distractions and whatever's going on. So, may you be both focused and interruptible today. Thank you.